opposed to Mary and Joseph, there are two other figures. What are they? The donkey and the ox. They're very important. They're very, very important. We were looking for volunteers, but we couldn't find any. Why are they important? Well, a few years ago, when Benedict XVI was still the acting pope, he published this third volume of the work, Jesus of Nazareth, and he explains in there that, yes, in the gospel, there's no reference to a donkey and an ox by the manger. However, there are two passages from the Old Testament that indicate the presence of these two animals, at least in the interpretation of the ancient Christian tradition. One is taken from Isaiah chapter 1 verse 3 that goes like this: the ox knows his owner, and the ass its master's manger, but Israel does not know, my people do not understand. So the early church took this verse as to referring to the manger where Jesus is born, and the animals acknowledge him while the majority of Israel ignores, rejects, even become hostile, as we see in King Herod. The animals, the whole of creation was waiting for this moment. They acknowledge the Son of God made man and laid in the manger. The other quote that Pope Benedict refers to is taken from the prophet Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 2. Thou shalt be known between two living creatures. The prophet here is talking about the Ark of the Covenant, which was surmounted by two figures of cherubims, of angels with outstretched wings. And according to Jewish belief, in that space between the wings of these two cherubims, that was the space inhabited by God. But the Christian tradition took this verse, thou shalt be known between the two living creatures, as referring to Christ, now acknowledged as the Son of God. And let me be very honest with you, this was totally unexpected. The Old Testament foretold the coming of a Messiah, a descendant of David, a great savior, one who would have a sort of, you know, a very intimate relationship with God. So much so that God would call him, you are my son. But not in a real way. The fact that the Messiah came and that he is the Son of God, God himself, this was totally unexpected, a great surprise. To my knowledge, Christianity is the only religion where instead of us searching for God, it is God who is searching for us, who is coming to us, who came down. And I love a verse from the Gospel of Luke, when Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, who first doubted about the whole story, how could this be, I'm too old to have a son, and he would be the forerunner of the Messiah is the Son of God. This is too much. But when finally he saw things happen and he was able to speak again, he famously said that prayer which we pray every morning, the Benedictus, the Canticle of Zechariah, in which he also says, in the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The dawn from on high. Now, if I'm not mistaken, dawn usually is not from on high. It's the sunrise. It comes up from below the horizon. And yet Zechariah says, this dawn is like none before. It's the new day. We've never seen this before. The sun is not coming up from behind the horizon. It's coming down from above. It's a new sun. That's why, by the way, we celebrate Christmas around the winter solstice, which the pagan used to celebrate as Sol Invictus, the undefeated sun. The sun begins to shine longer now as we would move toward summer. Christ is the sun that comes to us, but he comes not from below the horizon. He's not a sunrise, he's a dawn from on high, something never seen before. So as we celebrate with lots of light in our homes, in our streets, let us remember that this is the incredible good news. If it doesn't take your breath away, you haven't heard it right. God has come down to us. In all other religions, humanity must go up, must search for God, must please and appease God. Not us. He came to us. He became a present for us. So living in that presence is really what Christmas is all about. And becoming presents for each other. So make sure that tonight, tomorrow, during the Christmas season, yes, because Christmas is not a day, it's a season. Make sure that during this time, we live in the presence, and we are present to each other. That's the way we can really learn from the ox and the donkey. Being there, acknowledging he is the one. He came. He's here. He's among us. Once again, I want to wish all of you a beautiful, blessed, joyful, Merry Christmas, but most of all, a Holy Christmas. A Christmas with the presence of the Son of God, made man. Buon Natale. Merry Christmas.